I wish you aloha.
Yeah, fuck daylight savings time for sure.
I got an 8% White Claw. I got a small bottle of Jaeger, and I'm hoping that things get patched up tonight.
Which time? I blocked him like 3 or 4 times.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 368. Thank you very much for being a part of our world. If you would like to reach out, you can do so via the voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number, the voicemail line. You can also send us an email. I feel like people might have some thoughts on what happens this week. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can subscribe to our premium content, bonus content. Just go to theballerlifestyle.com. There's a link at the top of the page, as well as my Twitter, @BrianBeckner. Click the link at the top of the page there. All the bonus content goes up on our Red Circle page. I am joined now, this week, as I am every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Hey, I just, a few minutes ago, read one of the all-time worst quotes from Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
She said,
yes.
She said, "Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice." You think that's what he was doing? How, that's what he wanted to do?
How? And yes.
Is everything fixed?
How? First of all, it's not justice. If there were justice, he would be alive. And this is on the people of the San Francisco area. How is this woman? She's fucking ancient, first of all.
How hasn't she been AOC'd by like some young up and coming person in the area?
There was some guy to tried to primary her last cycle, and he didn't get much traction, but then he was in an open relationship. He probably wasn't the best candidate. I mean, he had the right ideas as far as I'm concerned. He was progressive. Unlike Nancy Pelosi. But the thing about Pelosi is, and hey, we don't like to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. But the thing about Pelosi is she controls the funds for the whole party.
For everything.
Right. So if you want to run for a Democratic office somewhere nationally nationally, You gotta fucking kiss her rings to get the money. And they're fucking all okay with that. And so that's why she's so fucking old and she's useless.
Out
of touch.
I feel like I'm getting increasingly ageist.
The
show. There's been multiple
term limits.
It's just, if you just think about the people in your life that are octogenarians or septuagenarians, They're just not operating on the same level.
Yes.
And yes. You just can't possibly. It doesn't work that way.
You can
have a nice, happy, productive enough life, but you can't possibly do what you did when you're 30. And you can't possibly be as open to the way the world has changed when you grew up in the 1940s.
No. And this is.
You can't.
I did. Was this a fake tweet? Because I think I saw today that Chuck Schumer tweeted happy 420. This is a fucking guy that's done nothing to federally legalize cannabis.
As much as I don't like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer is the ineffectual version of Nancy Pelosi. Like, he's
two he's sides of the same coin.
He's also weak.
Yes.
At least Nancy Pelosi, like, occasionally plays hardball. Chuck Schumer, he will roll over at any sign of trouble. He's the worst.
Bitch. Yeah. So fuck both of them, as far as I'm concerned.
As I was trying to find her quote, I came across maybe a worse quote. Police in U.S. respond to Derek Chauvin trial. The quote is, "Our American way of policing is on trial." Yes.
Of course. Yes.
That's bad policing.
Wait, that's actually a good policing quote, though. That's because it didn't have the intended effect.
This was somebody saying, like, they're taking away our way of life. Yes. And it's like, this is not good policing. Yeah. This is not by the book. Yeah. This is terrible policing.
I mean, the chief of police testified against him.
Right. Yeah. That was a bad sign.
Right.
And it's just insulting to everyone's intelligence where they're like, yeah, but there was some fentanyl in this system. It's right. We watched a video where it was the murder happened right in front of us. There wasn't another reason.
Right.
What?
No.
Fuck out of here.
Well, he did a crime once. Somebody does a crime once, they can be executed by the police when the police feel like it.
Counterfeit bills. Right. Death penalty. We're back to the days of Draco.
Yes, that's just, hey, if you've ever done a crime, the cops are allowed to murder you if they feel a little bit scared.
Well, if you have fentanyl in your system.
Right. Who knows what you're capable of? Unbelievable.
He might be a reefer addict.
Yes,
we don't know.
He could be a reefer head. The worst. Gotta be very careful. Okay. Anything else before we jump in? Got a big show today. So a couple things have happened. I received a word. Friend of the show, the Dong correspondent of Record of the Show, the Penis Connoisseur, has reached out. She is in receipt.
Somebody else?
She's in receipt of another one of our listeners' dongs. And
this has got to be like a condition.
Yeah.
That you have to let people see it.
I'm just going to leave it at that for now. The listener is welcome. If he wants to share his dong with you, that's up to him. He can communicate that via the connoisseur. I think I might be okay, especially if I know who the listener is, and I believe I know who this listener is. I'm probably good with not knowing what if I know who the guy is. If it's just a random rando that I've never heard of before, I could look at their dong.
You know this person in real life?
I don't know this person in real life, but I think I know who, just based on conversations I've had on the web, the World Wide Web, I think I know which listener has submitted his dong for review, and I don't want to see his dong. So but if he is okay with her sharing his dong with you, you can proffer your review as well, Ed. I'm fine with that. I'm good.
Love to.
I'm good with that. But that's, we have to leave that up to the listener. You know, if the listener wants to share.
I understand.
Yeah. So we're efforting that. The Penis Connoisseur, very difficult to schedule. So I can't promise that it will be next week or when it will be, but coming soon, a new review on the show from the Penis Connoisseur. So that's one thing. And coming up later on this episode, a couple of our favorite listeners, people that you've heard on this show before, if you're a regular listener, friend of the show, Dolomite, and I've dropped my mechanical pencil as I do once an episode. Hold on. Friend of the show, Dolomite, and friend of the show, Telly Two Putt, have had some beef. As we know, they're buddies. They play Xbox Live golf with each other. But at some point, Telly was insulted in some way on the microblogging website Twitter by his friend and Xbox Live golf partner Dolomite, and he blocked him. He went. Yes, it's a big. Big
the seismic shift in the universe.
Yeah, it's a power move. There's very few people I've blocked. I've muted people. I'm not going to lie. There's some of you out there within the sound of my voice might be muted. But blocking is, you know, that's just such a power move. And it's should really be wielded
I blocked one person once.
Yeah.
Because they were talking shit in a game, like, while I was, like, and I was just like, I can't take this.
Well, it was our dear friend Mark the Nomad, right? We had to.
No. I forget who it was, but it was somebody. It was like, I was watching a game and Marilyn was playing like shit, and this person kept reminding me they were playing like shit. And I was like, I don't need, goodbye.
Yeah.
But then I unblocked it. I don't have any blocks on.
Right. Right. Well, you did have that beef with Mark the Nomad that one time that we, that we had to.
Love Mark.
We had to meet. I had to mediate. But so similar to that, but this is much worse because you did not, in fact, block Mark the Nomad. Telly has blocked Dolomite, his good friend and Xbox Live golf partner. I have put it together. I've reached out. We, barring any sort of technical interference, because there's a couple things going on. First of all, both these guys have Android phones, so we couldn't.
Come on.
I swear to God, I know. Because you know what I could have done is I could have done like a group FaceTime, audio FaceTime, and just patch them in through our board, and we could have them both that way. And Telly, as you may recall, he's been on the show a couple times. I don't know how I got him last time because he doesn't Skype. Skype is beyond his realm of capability. In fact, one time I had to buy Skype credits. The first time I had him on, we didn't have the board that had the capability to link to your phone. So I had to buy Skype credits so I could call him on the phone through Skype.
Jeez.
So we've Skyped this week, and I could do a Zoom, but I don't pay for the extra Zoom, so it cuts you off. If you do a group Zoom,
right,
it cuts you off.
40 minutes.
Yeah, it cuts you off after a certain time, and it's who knows how long this could go. I'm here to see it through. This is like when they're negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement or a budget, and they just work through the night. I'm here for as long as it takes to broker a peace between these two Coloradans, one in Fort Collins, Telly. One in Denver, Dolomite, and Xbox Live partners, golf partners. We're trying to. Somebody at your door there, Ed? Somebody's trying to get in?
Oh. Is there any?
I heard a little.
No.
I heard
my squeaky. It's my squeaky chair.
I heard a little.
No, it's crappy chair.
All right. So whatever it takes, we're going to reach out to these guys. We're going to do some voicemail. We're going to do some email. And then before we get into the stories, we're going to reach out to the guys, one via phone, one via Skype. Dolomite, he's a great listener, great friend of ours. He's made a Skype account. He's ready to go. Telly, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to bring them all together. We're going to hash this thing out. We're going to fix this, repair this Xbox Live partnership. But before that, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate, your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him, he's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Let's bang out some few voicemails here. Let's see who's reached out this week.
Hey, Brian.
Feel like we haven't heard from LSU in a while.
I know. It's a very comforting feeling.
Very comforting. My girlfriend, Shay, was back home in Cincinnati, where she has roots, this weekend, and she was texting me pictures of the multiple Raising Cane's locations in the Cincinnati area, and she's like, I thought this place was just an Orange County thing. And I'm like, oh, no. You know LSU that calls my show, the guy that fucks a lot? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, is his college buddy, this was his project, Raising Cane's.
This was This was Lala's brainchild that somebody stole,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Story? Well, Lala was fucking too much. He could have come up with this because the other guy, he got a C on the project, and now it's a fucking...
He was just getting drained.
It was a literal billion-dollar idea, and Lala was just too busy getting it balls deep. And with that voice, you could see how easy it was for him to do that. And so he could have come up with this idea, but he didn't. That's anyway.
He's like, I lost count. I can't
so
keep
much,
up.
So much fucking. Okay, let's hear his voice again.
This ginger assassin guy. can you imagine all of the poon this guy's swimming in after he hit that 7-10 split?
Sure.
I mean, Dolores, 3-time divorced. Muffin top, smokes a pack of heaters a day. You know she was throwing it on him as soon as she saw him hit that shot. Dare I say this is potentially the next big thing to come out of the PBA.
Yeah. Yep.
Of course.
I think it's time. Like, the PBA is due for a come up. I'm wondering, I read one time, and this was years ago, might have been on like ESPN.com or it might have been like in like my local newspaper, like a profile of the PBA guys on tour. Because, you know, like the top guy on the PBA tour is making like a six-figure living. You know, he's making a comfortable living.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the biggest, the guy, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy.
Pete Weber. The rest of the guys are just, they're scuffling along. They're trying to get there. And so I read a profile because I think there was an event near me. So it might've been my local paper, and it was like how they all like kind of get an Airbnb together. And then, you know, it's just like Kingpin. They drive.
Can you imagine sharing an Airbnb with the ginger assassin and having to follow him after he used the toilet?
Yeah. I mean, it's something to think about because I can't imagine these guys are like eating a macrobiotic diet and they're like, hey, when we get to town, remember, we got to go to Whole Foods because I need my microgreens. You know how I get.
Well, you know, when we were kids, pitchers. There were a lot of fat baseball players. There were a lot of them.
They're kind of coming back, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like there were a lot of guys that looked like they couldn't run a mile.
Yes.
And then
Terry Forster.
They get so many.
Yeah.
And then Greg the Bull Lozinski. He was a pitcher, but yeah, there were lots of guys that were just giant guys that probably couldn't run a mile.
Yeah.
And then fitness took over. And certainly, I don't know if he was the exact one, but Tiger Woods certainly ushered in fitness to golf. It's not that there aren't fat golfers, but there used to be nobody like of any tone whatsoever.
There's practically no fat golfers, but yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Because of Tiger Woods.
And so I hadn't checked in on bowling in quite some time.
Yeah.
But it seems that trend has not hit the bowling universe quite yet.
No, definitely not. I don't.
A lot of hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean, it's a game of skill. No doubt. It is.
You need to be skilled.
Right.
But
you don't need much athleticism, really.
There's not so much endurance, just concentration.
No, it's just the 10 frames, 12. However many frames, 10 frames.
15 if you're Randy Quaid in Kingpin.
Right. they do a little extra. They do 1.5 because they're Amish. Well, I've just looked to see where the tour goes. And there's no locations here. I think probably because of vid, they're just doing it for TV. And they're probably just all like in the same town. And I'm going to guess that town is like Cleveland, Ohio or...
Isn't the Bowling Hall of Fame in St. Louis?
Detroit. Yeah, somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the mid.
Because I think when I was in St. Louis, like right by whatever, Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
I think the Bowling Hall of Fame was right there.
Oh, right. Well, that would make sense. I don't, like, it doesn't have locations. And then there's this terrifying button on the schedule that says add to calendar, and I don't want to click to see if it's a possible location and have it add a bowling tournament to my Google calendar.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, and then they all pop up. So, I mean, they're on TV every week. I would say this. F1 is a sport with very little traction in North America. And they made a reality.
But somehow this show is really trying to make it happen.
Well, it is happening. They made this reality show, and now all sorts of people that weren't into F1 are into F1 to the extent that there used to be one Grand Prix here in the United States of America. Now, of course, everybody within the sound of my voice knows I'm talking about the Austin Grand Prix. Now, there is a second Grand Prix added on our soil, the Miami Grand Prix, coming next season. I argue this. The PBA needs to do a fucking reality show. We got to pitch this. I want to know about the Ginger Assassin. Yes.
Yeah, seeing them eat at night.
Yes. There's some, I mean.
Oh, my God. There must be a feeding frenzy in there.
The jerseys, like they're all, I'm just looking at the page. They all wear like these, like the dry fit kind of like jerseys. You figure like bowling is a polo sport. One guy has a polo, but it's the dry fit material. You could just.
Do you think like if they go to a Mexican restaurant and they ask for nachos and they're given like real nachos, they send it back like, the hell's this cheese?
Right. Yeah, give me this.
Because they want cheese you can pour on. Yeah, Velveeta. Not just
Velveeta. Well, yeah. There's something here that says player resources, and I'm like, what is this? And the first choice on the dropdown is oil patterns.
What?
PBA lane maintenance philosophy. The PBA lane maintenance program exists to balance the many complicated variables associated with cleaning and conditioning lanes during multi-day PBA tournaments. For all regular events on the PBA tour, this is kind of bullshit. PBA regional and the PBA, oh, they got a senior tour for the PBA, the PBA 50.
Because you get too old to, yeah. I mean, come yes, on.
You age out. Well, you can't, Ed.
I get it.
You can't with have golf, the 50s.
You can't have. Well, hang on a second. With golf, you need power that you start. That's you know, right. You start losing your power over the years, so you can't drive it with the same as the guys.
Yeah.
But if golf were just a putting sport, would you need a senior? I mean, that's what bowling is.
I mean, you need some power to whip it around that first pin. You got to get it around that first pin, and that's how you get a strike.
Yeah, certainly Ginger Assassin is a young bull. He's 18. He's got power.
He's 18.
Yeah.
Please note that because of the wide variety of lane surfaces / topographies that may be encountered at the many bowling centers hosting PBA events, yes, pattern volume may be adjusted as needed at the discretion of the lane maintenance professional on site.
So this is like when they go to a golf course, like they think lanes are that different.
I mean, they should be different, right? Like the greens aren't all the same. The courses are all different.
Yes, but we're dealing with grass and unlevel ground.
Yes.
Bowling alleys. Have you ever been to a bowling alley?
They're all the same.
What was with that that hill in the middle? Like they're all the same.
Yes.
Same thing.
I didn't know this was a sand alley.
Did you see that Brunswick Lane with the moat in the middle of it? What was that?
This is bullshit. Well, I like, hey, Hollywood, get at me. Let's put this together. Let's do a fucking PBA reality show. The Ginger Assassin is ready for his moment. I think it's
the
time.
Bowling Boys.
And
Bowling Boys.
I feel like the Bowling Boys, that's perfect. I feel like the Ginger Assassin, you were onto something last week when we talked about the 7-10 split, because it hadn't been done in so long, because these guys are so good that they never leave themselves a 7-10 split. So the Ginger Assassin did it. But honestly, like, he's not prominently featured on the PBA website. He's like not one of the faces.
You should be the
only
guy now.
Yeah, and it's like Yeah, it's like
You know, I don't want to shame too much, but I would kind of like to know what the caliber we're working with on the PBA. What Lala was talking about.
Oh,
like how many heaters per, like the stats, how many heaters per day?
Oh yeah. Because if you've ever been to in a hotel where a visiting baseball team is staying and you've been in the hotel bar,
The feeling is in the air. You can tell.
Yeah. You get why these guys tend to stray. Because the temptation for these young, testosterone-filled gentlemen is extremely high. They're what they have available to them is on a much higher level than what the regular person, maybe not LSU Lala, but a regular dude would encounter.
Right.
So you get why. Now on the PBA tour, I imagine that ratchets down quite a bit. I'm looking at the guys and I mean,
not too many lookers.
Yeah. There's, you know, there's no Corey Seegers out here. There's no Fernando Tatis Jr. looking dudes out here. Garrett like Cole.
I kind of like the sort of Eric Andre stunt double looking dude. He's got an interesting little.
Oh, the guy. From. Yeah, they got the Kyle Troop from Taylorsville, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. Why are they wearing cycling jerseys? They have the little like quarter zip cycling jerseys.
Part of a Peloton after they're done bowling?
With like a little neck. I like how Kyle Troop from Taylorsville, North Carolina, he styles the ball up against his neck. A few of them do that. That's a regular. Oh yeah,
maybe that's to put a little oil from the skin on the ball.
Yeah. Oh, there's an Australian guy. There's guys from all over. Jesper Svensson from Sweden.
Wow.
I like when they put their home lane in there. Like Jake Peters, Henderson, Nevada. He plays out of GameWorks in Las Vegas. Or Jason Sterner from Rochester, ABC Gates Bowl is his home alley. Not all of them have that.
How about Andres Gomez from Colombia?
I saw that. The Colombian dude. Fantastic.
What? I mean, AJ Johnson from Oswego, Illinois.
Yeah.
It's really got that serial killer look.
Yeah, this is a lot of guys have adopted a real tough look. DJ Archer looks like he could put away a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Oh, on page 3, Stuart Williams on the bottom from Pflugerville, Texas. Mel's Lone Star Lanes.
Oh, I would like to spend an afternoon there.
Sure, he should be with the Ginger Assassin.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Same house.
That's what we do. So they do like the Ultimate Fighter. The UFC has this. So they put them all in a house, and they piss each other off. And then at the end of the week, two of them have to fight each other. We do this.
They bowl off.
Yes, with the fucking PBA.
I watched that show. It was like produced by Stallone, the boxers.
Yes,
I watched that.
Yes, that was good. Okay, we're on to something there. Thank you for that, LSU Lala. Let's do another voicemail here.
What up, Black Rice? Tell Ed I said was cracking.
Okay, wait. Why couldn't he just tell you that? He's talking to both of us.
That's fine. It's fine.
What's that mean?
He sounds a little bit under the weather or maybe allergies. He sounds...
Last we heard from Manuel... It was he had a real issue with handicapped drivers.
Oh, yeah.
See if he's continuing on that. He's used his full 3-minute allotment, I'll just tell you that much. Boy. So we might not get through the whole thing.
You know what? In the wake of all this cancel culture, you know, the Redskins no longer being the Redskins, the Indians, Chief Wahoo being taken off.
It's people. people going a little, they're using the cancel culture thing a little liberally.
Right.
It's the reason that those teams have changed names is they're trying to respect people's heritage. They haven't been canceled.
It was long overdue.
Yes.
It was long overdue.
It's not so much that anybody's forced them to do anything. It was time to change.
Off the cap. My Gardena Mighty Mohicans being turned into the freaking Panthers. It's all about the Mohicans, first off. But I digress. With all this cancel culture going on, that's going on right in our own backyard. Why is USC still allowed to be the Trojans? I mean, with the history of sexual debauchery, unethically overstepping MDs, groping of women, etc., etc., how can this institution continue to be called the Trojans when it's well documented that all these sexual assaults were bareback?
He's going for a joke here.
He's pulling a little routine.
He's got a double entendre because Trojan, not that I'd know this, is a brand of prophylactic. There's rubbers out there called Trojans, and that's a joke he's going for. Let's let him go a little longer. I'm kind of interested in this.
These guys weren't even using Trojans or any condom, so how the hell do they get off calling themselves the Trojans? This is a farce, and it's a damn shame. I expect Brian Beckman and Edward Daly to personally take on the affront that is USC.
Well, everybody knows I hate USC, and it's not necessarily the school; it's the people, because they all live around me, and they all have license plate frames and stuff, and they do, you know, the peace symbol, but that's. That stands for victory, Ed. The peace sign.
Oh yeah.
For victory.
They're real proud of their.
Yeah, and they got a song, and they got a horse, and the horse is called Traveler, and they're just way too into it.
They got canceled for buying Reggie Bush's family a house.
That's right.
That was that. I mean, listen. Before that happened, they were just rolling.
They're rolling.
And man, those sanctions hurt because. Yeah, they're like somewhat relevant some years. One year, Sam Darnold got him a Rose Bowl victory, but they are a shell of what they were like 15 years ago.
It's hard to come back from. They only seem to do that west of the Mississippi, though, I notice, because
Bama like for a while was in bad shape.
Yeah, yeah. Cam Newton got $180,000. That was pretty well documented.
No, he turned it down from Mississippi State so he could play for free at Auburn.
Right, of course. you know, these things happen. It would just be a lot simpler if we just paid this free labor force that we have for this billion-dollar professional sport. It would be an idea that could help things. But yeah, I get it. My, speaking of cancel culture or the misuse of cancel culture, my alma mater. Everyone knows I went to the Harvard of the West. Cal State Long Beach. We used to be called the 49ers until people said they were offended by the Prospector Pete mascot, because apparently prospectors were an oppressive force. And I'm sure a lot of prospectors were definitely assholes. Like, everybody was trying to get gold. I've seen... What's that Coen Brothers movie that's really good? That's like Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
Yes.
It's a good prospecting portion of that movie. But I don't think they were like really like an oppressive group together, the prospectors. So now, Long Beach State, they're called the fucking Sharks, Ed. They just switched it up from the 49ers to the Sharks. So, hey, I felt this. I felt this at home. I know where you're coming from, Manuel.
But one thing I will say about, well, two things. Cancel culture, there's a reason why one group wants to keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you have a budget that has 75% of the country approving of it, that's like a big talking point. And so when 75% of the country agrees on something from one side of the political spectrum, the other side is going to just try to make it about things that aren't,
that don't matter.
That don't matter. Yeah. So cancel culture is being like used as a way to be like, hey, they might do this that you approve of, but they're trying to cancel you. Like, yeah. And then they're
coming
also,
for you. They're coming for you and the things you know, have.
When nothing is done to take down Confederate monuments, and then finally the reckoning happens, and inevitably people go too far, and there are fucking lunatics on the left that go too far with stuff, but it's kind of an overreaction from nothing being done and like having to look at a General Lee statue for your whole life, and then it's like, all right, tear all these motherfuckers down, and it's an overcorrection, right. But like, you know, then maybe if we had done some normal things over time, there wouldn't have to be this like, you know, uprising. And that's why, you know, there are racial riots every 30 years because like not enough is done in the interim. And then it just is an explosion. Yeah. And that's what's going on. But like
tension builds, you know,
each individual situation should be treated correctly. But don't just start blaming cancel culture, yeah. Manuel.
And also nobody gets canceled. Okay, here's this one has no transcription, so hold your breath.
Hey guys, what the fuck is up?
Oh my god.
Oh, Kylan Scanny.
It's Kylan Scanny. What was that beeping? Okay. I thought he may have recorded his own himself and was playing it into the phone.
He sounds like he's in a vehicle.
Yeah, cuz that beep, it's kind of triggered me a little bit because that beep sounds very much like the answering machine beep from that one terrifying voicemail I got from my junior high girlfriend that one day at my parents' house on the answer machine when I was 25 years old, and I encountered her in a bagel shop. And
junior high. I mean, how hot could things get in junior high that somebody's going to be that carrying around that kind of?
At that point, it had been a decade later. Now it's been many decades later. So I haven't encountered her. I did encounter her once after that, but not since we reported about it on this show.
Say, you asked me out. You called me out. Daylight savings time. Kylan Scanny here. Sorry.
Hold on. Let me set it up. We were talking last week or the week before about daylight savings time and how it exists for some. Well, first we were talking about how we vote on Tuesdays, and that's one, it's to make it difficult, but also originally it was supposedly to help out the farmers for some reason. But then we got into daylight savings time, which again, we fucking all switch our clocks except for Hawaii and Arizona and parts of Indiana, so that the farmers can get their crops to market or something, or they can be out later or earlier to work their fields and fuck their sheep or whatever they do. I wonder if Kyle raises pigs. Anyway, we're like, we need a farmer to sort this out for us. Do the farmers really need daylight savings anymore? And we said, we have a listener who's a farmer, Kyle in Wisconsin. He drinks PBR. He had a rat run up his pant leg from the fucking hay chute one time. He killed it in his pants. He's the best. He loves the Packers. So now he's reached out, hopefully, to explain daylight savings to us as it relates to the farming community.
Yeah, fuck daylight savings time for sure. It's stupid. I don't understand it. We gotta deal with it the way we do it. Everyone else does. Yo, Kelly Two Butts, I'll have a shot of Jaeger with you whenever the hell you want to. I love that fucking shit. Wow. And I ain't scared of no goddamn claws.
Wow. Woo! Wow.
So, fuck yeah. What the fuck else is up with you guys? You guys are doing awesome. The podcast is fucking rocking. I love it. Keep it up. Let me know when I can help you out. Peace.
Man.
I'm beaming right now.
I know, Ed.
I'm smiling ear to ear. Same. Like, I love that guy.
Same. I have like my eyes, like I'm not on the verge of tears, but like my eyes are kind of welling up Like, I just, like, what we do here matters, you know, like we touch people's lives. And Kyle, I'll be honest, he just touched my life. I appreciate hearing from you, Kyle. Thank you, buddy. And fan of Telly wants to drink Jaegers with him. He loves that shit.
Could come up soon.
I am not, you're never going to catch me drinking Jaeger. Never. Not one never. Time. Never. Okay. One more voice.
I last had it when I was 20.
Yeah. I had it maybe like around 30 or like 28 ish. And I told you, my boo had a shot with Jaeger in it. It was like a mixed shot a couple weekends ago at a bar. And she's like, here, do you want a sip of this? And I went, and I just, my nose got near it and I could smell it.
And it comes right back.
Wow.
Yeah. I had like a sickly college drunkenness involving Jaeger and that was it. Never again.
Yep. Yeah. We used to drink it a lot, and then I just, you know, I aged out of it. Thank God. Okay, one more voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Steven H-Town, or as Brian called me last week, Jigsaw.
I mean, it's pretty. You got a terrifying voice, Steve. Let's be honest.
It's deep. Like, it's deep.
As much was it Ben 906? His voice that actually made my balls hum a little bit. That actually, like, my prostate sort of tickled when he spoke. I had a visceral reaction. Steve, you're a good guy. I know you. Your voice is a little bit of the opposite. It's the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up right now. It's actually a little terrifying. And that could work for you. I'm happy for you.
Hey, I wanted to clarify last week when I called talking about handicapped drivers. I was not making fun of them. I was being sarcastic and saying if anyone gets a free pass in this life, it's the handicapped people. They've dealt a harsh enough card as it is, and I think we should all give them a pass. That includes you, Manny. Now, let's talk about the real assholes, the lowest scum, the worst of the worst drivers there are, and that's wrecker drivers. These are the biggest pieces of shit on the roads today.
Who?
I had one kill a friend.
Wrecker. Which
I don't know what that means.
Is that like a tow truck? That's wrecker is like...
Oh,
what, like takes the old like shitty cars off the road?
Oh, so it probably like a tow truck.
Yeah, I would say a tow truck is what he means. Oh, he's right about that. A tow truck driver. They got those lights on the top and they got a big ass truck with a big ass engine and they could do whatever the fuck they want.
Hey, I had to take my son to a soccer game this weekend. And I'll tell you the worst drivers. Fucking cops.
Oh, yeah.
No blinkers.
Oh, yeah.
They will cut you the fuck off, and you have to tread lightly because you know they could just pull you over and give you a ticket or hassle you. To cops, never signal. They're pretty terrible drivers.
Oh, yeah. They're the worst. They're very entitled dudes.
They can get away with it. Yes, yeah. Run reds. Like, I've had to, and I don't even drive that much. I've had, like, several intersections where I have to jam on the brakes because he's just running the stop sign. Like,
the cops are the worst. Been there, buddy. Yeah.
A friend of mine back in the 80s, he cut in front of him on his motorcycle and flipped him off the freeway and died instantly.
Jesus!
I had a special place in my heart to preserve those motherfuckers ever since then. Yeah. And you ever notice how all record drivers have a 14 to 15 year old girl riding with them all night? What's up with that? Anyway, I'm out, guys. Thanks for letting me clarify.
Hey, I appreciate that, Steve. I need to know. I need a better clarification. I mean, I don't need a whole 1 minute voicemail on it. But somebody on Twitter, just let me know what a wrecker is. Is it? Because it sounds like.
I think you're right, though. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Because they can be bold drivers as well. Oh, I can see that.
For sure. Hold on. Hold on. This is a Googleable answer. Like, why don't I just Google it? Wrecker. Wrecker truck. Okay, here we go. Wrecker. Oh, yeah. It's like a flatbed. Yeah, like a tow truck. Gotcha. Or like one of those big ass tow trucks that tows semis. Yeah, it's a tow truck for all intents and purposes. For all intensive purposes. Okay, thanks for that. Couple quick emails here, and then we're gonna reach out to our friends, Brian and quote Ed. Enjoying the pod as always. I caught you guys talking about the Ginger Assassin. the 18-year-old redheaded bowler who was the first to pick up a 7-10 split in a long time. It's a big topic. This is like a throwaway topic. I was shocked. Got me to thinking, is he the anti-Poon? Think about it. He bowls. Do you think a woman's loins have ever been ignited by a guy saying, well, I like to bowl? Unlikely. He's very, very, very ugly. Not his fault, but still. He's fat. See professional bowler as further evidence. Not a lot of fitness models rolling out of the local alleys. That's true. Pedophiles, sure. Convicts, of course. Deadbeat dads, duh. He wears a center part. Here's a sentence you've never heard. Hey, Betty, you know who I'd like to fill it up? That guy over there with the center part. Don't slip on the floor where I was standing. Anyway, congratulations to the lad for picking up the 7-10 split. Go ahead and celebrate with everything you could ever want other than intercourse, obviously. Thanks, Pete in Pocatello. P.S.
Other than intercourse.
Great Grand Prix in Imola this weekend. Sir Lewis finished second. That's right. Big win for Max Verstappen. I'm sure he will self-punish and limit himself to 5 poonings per day to refocus for the next race. Remember, he needs it. Okay. Thanks for that, Pete. Here's another. This one came in late. Brian and quote Ed. We signed my youngest daughter up for softball this year. Due to busy season at work, I'm unable to help coach. Bummer. I'm sitting watching a game right now and overheard an adult male in the crowd say, quote, they got 2 points. I don't have a question. Just wanted to make you both shake your head.
Oh, so sad.
That is a huge bummer. Thank you for that, Dean. Thank you for that, Pete in Pocatello. Thank you guys all for that. Okay, let's call up our friend Dolomite right now. Hold on. He's awaiting our call, is my understanding. Here we go. Dola.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, Dola? Buddy? Friend of the show.
Living the dream.
Dolomite.
I got an 8% White Claw. I got a small bottle of Jaeger, and I'm hoping that things get patched up tonight.
Me too. Me too, buddy.
Yo.
Telly. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Going on?
Oh, my God. I can already feel
the tension.
The tension. It's palpable.
Wow. Tension palpable. So we have Dolomite here. We have Telly. Telly. Have you had any claws today or any Jaegers? Because I feel like you need one.
No, not today. Not since Sunday.
Wow. Not since Sunday. So you're having a little bit of a dry mid-April. I respect that. Tell me what's going on here. At some point, you on Twitter blocked your Xbox Live partner, Dolomite. You guys play Xbox Live Golf together. You guys live near each other. He's in Denver. You're in Fort Collins. Take me through it. What occurred on Twitter that caused you to hit that block button on your Android phone?
Which time? I've blocked him like 3 or 4 times.
The most recent.
Three times.
The current blocking. That's Dolomite. You agree with Telly's assessment that you've been blocked 3 or 4 times?
This would be the third time.
Three blockings. With the most recent blocking currently, Telly, why is Dola blocked? Why have you blocked your good friend and Xbox Live Golf partner, Dolomite D, on Twitter?
So I think it was like a Saturday night. I was out having a few cocktails.
Basement bar? And I was, your usual hang, the basement bar?
Yeah, probably at the basement.
And by cocktails you mean tins of Black Cherry, White Claw, and shots of Jägermeister, correct?
Yeah, and they caught me in a good mood, and I unblocked a couple people that night.
Oh,
so you are free with the blocks? Yeah. You block people?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny sometimes, but I don't know. That's just me.
So why do you recall why you originally had Dola blocked, which I guess would have been the second blocking, which you unblocked on a Saturday night after some Black Cherry Claws and Jaegers at the basement bar?
I can't recall the second one.
Okay. So you unblock him.
Right. And so Sunday I go to the basement bar to have a few more drinks.
Yep.
And he was tweeting some shit about Tiger. I couldn't really,
yes,
I didn't know what was going on because I couldn't really see.
Right. Because it's so dark in the basement bar, or because you were so blitzed on Jägermeister and Black Cherry Claws?
No, his tweets were private.
Oh, his tweets are private. Oh, so he was, right. So hold on. Let me let Dola weigh in here. Dola, is your Twitter private?
No, it is not. If I may, allow me to correct the record here.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah, just fill us in here.
Telly blocked me on weekdays both times recently.
Okay.
I'm saying it wasn't a Saturday night incident.
So do you recall? Well, I mean, every night's Saturday night when you're at the basement bar, right? Talking to 25-year-olds, like, may as well be Saturday night.
So can you, I'm a little curious about the basement bar.
We all are.
I've followed you long enough. I've seen enough from the basement bar. Has COVID affected it in any way? Mm. It seems like it's just business as usual.
Oh, no, it was closed for quite a while. The basement bar almost went out of business. Is that right, Telly?
They closed it for a little while, but
But it's operating as if it were 2014 now. It's just regular now.
Yeah, and they had in November, there was like 40 people at a birthday party there that got it.
Yeah.
Directly from there. The employees, somebody died from getting it there.
You also contracted vid one of the times, because it's my understanding you've had vid several times. One of the times you got vid was likely from the basement bar, was it not?
I don't think so. Mm. Honestly, I think because it was closed then for sure.
Oh, right. It was closed when you vid it up. So, so you saw Dola tweeting. So what I think you saw is Dola was tweeting with someone else who was private. So you couldn't see the conversation that you were included in with anyone else's tweets other than Dola's. Is that correct?
Yeah, something was going on. They were talking shit about Tiger, but what did it? So that was strike two, automatically.
We know.
And then
it's a trigger for you. Let's ask Patty Power, RIP Telly Two Putts. We know.
Exactly.
We know. Yeah. You can't fuck with Tiger Woods with Telly Two Putts. Putt. So what happened?
But the one that did it, it was from one of my pictures from the bar. So he was right. I think it was from a Sunday when I was at the bar. I, did my usual post of a claw next to a Jaeger.
Yep. Seen it.
And
iconic.
The glasses were stacked up. That's because my lady friend works there on Sunday.
Mm,
and so that's when I go in and
keep an eye on it.
And then we get all banged up.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I don't mean to get off topic here, but this is fascinating. I could not be more interested. Are you dating someone?
No. No, she's like, she works there like,
wait, we're talking FWB situation?
Yeah. She works there like every other Sunday.
Right. And so these
are not so expensive drunken days.
She's hooking you up with drinks and then maybe
I'm tipping her.
Right.
I'm tipping her double.
And then you're spending
money but not going to the bar.
Right. And then you take it home. Then you and she, maybe if she's feeling, she's not too tired from work, you guys head back to the condo and you, you tip her.
The condo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll usually go to my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So you're, I feel I've digressed here. You're hanging out, waiting for your chick or your FWB to get off work.
I posted a picture on Sunday.
Right. You posted a picture. Zola,
he found it on Monday.
Right.
And he started saying some smart, I don't remember what he said, but there was something smart ass about the glasses stacked up.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So
right back to the penalty box.
That's when you blocked him for the, so he, it wasn't necessary. Like it was, you were simmering over the mistreatment of Tiger Woods, the disrespect of Tiger Woods. You were simmering over that. And then what really pushed you over the edge was him talking shit about the claws, the claw and Jägermeister photos from the basement bar. Dola, does that fit your recollection of the situation? Are there any missing parts you need to fill in there?
Well, I would say that Telly saw my tweet about him stacking glasses after he had blocked me for the third time. He blocked me for the third time after Brian had asked him to unblock me. And then I blocked Telly, which resulted in a re-block of me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why did you block him?
Yes.
Why did you block him if you want things to be nice again?
Unbelievable. You got unblocked. Dola.
Because as my friend Telly would say, it's actually pretty funny to block people sometimes.
It is. But this whole time, I've been advocating for your unblocking. And you, I'll be honest, you've kind of played the victim in this. You went on the offensive after Telly showed mercy from blocking number two. You went on the offensive. You re-blocked, which caused Telly to re-block. Is that my understanding of the situation?
And that is correct. But here's the deal, right? Like at some point you have to even it up, right? Like he gets to just keep blocking indiscriminately and then I have to just sit here and take it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
bullshit. If it's a friendship, it's not about evening it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe was it in the start of Rocky II? No, Rocky III.
Yep.
Rocky Balboa, after Paulie is pissed at him because he's jealous, he goes, "Friends don't owe. Friends do because they want to do."
That's right.
Right? This is friends are just being friends. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to even the score, which is not how it works with friends. Yep. Friends are just friends.
Yep.
You can break balls, but there's not like a even amount.
Yes. No. There's no payback in the friends world, you know? And now let me ask you guys this. Because your Twitter relationship is really on the rocks. It's been severed, and that's why you're here today. What about the Xbox Live Golf? Telly, have you been just quit playing Xbox Live Golf? Because you and Dola, you guys were Xbox Live Golf partners, and I believe your Xbox Live Golf situation, friendship, has also fallen on the rocks because of the Twitter beef. Is that correct?
I haven't played.
You haven't played?
No, I haven't played. I played Xbox once when we were in Tucson, but it's because my buddy and I were there.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't played Xbox Live in months.
Quick aside,
did you take your Xbox to Tucson?
There was probably one there.
No, Randy had it there. Randy.
There's always a Randy with the Xbox.
Hey, you're never not. If there's a Randy around, you're having fun.
I know. I'm friends with a Randy, and he's a guy that whips out his dong. He's a fun guy.
A Randy will do that. That's why many people know my aliases. Carlos Von Carlos, of course. That's my Latin lover character. Of course, Horse Dong McGillicuddy. Everybody knows him. He's a great guy. But one of my main aliases is Randy Frenchman, the Randy Frenchman. Like, a Randy is a guy that likes to have a good time. So, of course, he's got box. Telly, tell me this. When playing Xbox Live Golf, do you play as Tiger Woods, or is this not a Tiger Woods affiliated game, or would it be disrespectful to play as Tiger Woods?
No, I play as Mr. 305 Pitbull.
Oh,
I can
Armando? You got- Dola, you confirmed that? Yes.
His character looks exactly like Pitbull.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
When he makes a shot, he goes, woo.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I love that. Of the two of you, and Telly, I'll let you go first. Actually, no, Dola, I'll let you go first. Of the two of you, who is the better Xbox Live golf player?
Oh, definitely Telly.
Oh, he is. Oh, interesting. Wow. Quick answer.
Nice compliment.
Yeah, that's nice. And as we sit today, well, wait,
hold,
yep.
Hold up. That's a lie.
That's a lie. Because
I am 1-0 against Dola on the newest Xbox Live game.
Yeah.
But he was ranked like number 6th in the world.
No.
What?
What? Dola.
I'm not even kidding.
Are you making money doing esports?
Wow. Wow. You playing in Korea? Dola.
I've got commitments worldwide.
Wow. Very cryptic.
That was weird.
I know Dola likes to gamble, so it wouldn't surprise me if he were balls deep in the Xbox Live community. Telly, do you think, based on you seeing his ranking and the way he played you, and you're 1-0 against him, you feel there's a possible hustling happening here? Do you feel like he's downplayed his ability in order to sucker you into some fucking big fish whale Xbox Live bets? What are your thoughts?
Well, after I beat him, we had to play the 2019 version, and then he proceeded to whoop my ass.
So this is like NHL 92 versus NHL 94. 94 was much more difficult, had many more shots in it. That's where you could make Gretzky's head bleed. Yes.
He's
better at 2019. He hasn't mastered 2021 yet, is my understanding. Oh my God, I almost broke the board. Okay, here's where we're at. Dola.
No, but we usually play against other people. We play two-man deals against other people.
Oh,
and to be fair, we smash the shit out of people.
Yeah, you team up. This is like me and my buddy Dave when we were short order cooks. We'd go by the arcade after work and we'd whoop up on some kids as teams on NBA Jam. If he lives in Montana now, but if my roommate Dave is ever in town, I'll fuck anybody up at NBA Jam 2-on-2. Now, not
you give me the Charlotte Hornets, you're going down.
No, I'm the Houston Rockets. I'll fuck you up with Elijah Wan and Kenny the Jet Smith. I will fuck you up.
I'm going to smash you.
Hey.
Give me Starks and Ewing. Get out of here.
That's a good team, too. Those are all good teams. Those are all good teams. I'll tell you what.
I'll take the heat with Ronnie Fikley.
That's a good team, too. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. Me and Dave could fuck you up with Spud Webb and Wayman Tisdale. Wow. R.I.P. That's all I'll say.
Bold words. Guys, I think, you know, I'm seeing some common ground. I'm seeing some pettiness that needs to be cut out.
Big time.
We're not getting even. No pettiness. How about... what are your thoughts on the International Monetary Fund? Come on.
It's a good question.
Well, here's the thing. The International Monetary Fund obviously manipulates worldwide markets, it can't be stood for.
That's right.
Kelly, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Yep.
See?
He's on board.
Got something in common. All right.
Yes.
Colorado boys.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on Colorado Springs Zone Focus on the Family?
Then you'll get fucked.
Yeah, fuck them. I think we all agree with that.
See, I'm seeing a lot of common ground
and
here.
And also, fuck Colorado Springs. Fuck the Air Force Academy.
How about fuck Boulder?
Yeah, oh, fuck Boulder. Oh, hey, we can all agree on that.
Hey, I love Boulder.
No.
Hey, Telly and I are CSU guys.
Yeah, this is a CSU fam here.
I'm not talking about the school. Saying I like that town. Yeah.
Fuck Ralphie the Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they're torturing this fucking animal.
Yes, that's true. He's a bad motherfucker, though. Okay, so we do have some common ground here. Let's see where we stand today. Dola, you have unblocked Telly. We've learned tonight that you had come through with a retaliatory block, which we didn't know about before. You've unblocked now, and you would be happy if you guys could get back to playing Xbox Live Golf and if Telly can rescind his block. Now, if he does that, will you be able to ease back on the Tiger Woods assaults?
Yeah, trolling. That's what he's doing.
Trolling.
I would never. If anybody knows me, I don't troll like my good friend Duncan Stein, right? Like, I just express my thoughts and Telly hurt my feelings, so.
Okay, but I hear some trolling behavior. The block, the comments about the stacked glasses, like, let's try to keep it nice with each other.
Well, of course, we can do that.
Yeah, you.
Well, yes. Now I have a new favorite golfer, though. He can't talk bad about him either.
Wait,
Max Homa.
Two that I can't talk shit about. You get one.
You were in a bar with Max. Well, I don't think Max Homa rates high enough for Telly to be, or for Dola to be talking shit on Max Homa. I don't think we need to go that far down the list of the tour.
Well,
he just won the Riviera.
No, he's a good player.
Here's an important question. Who's your favorite pro bowler?
Right. Is it the Ginger Assassin?
Oh, the Ginger Assassin.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We can I just want to make sure. If you have a different opinion than that, you're just wrong.
Right. Who do you think you are? I am.
That's Pete Weber.
Whatever that guy is.
Pete Weber. Yeah, who do you Pete think Webber. You are?
Pretty,
I am.
It's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good too. He's. I don't know if he's still. He might.
News.
I think he might be on the PBA 50 tour now.
It's Ginger time.
Look, Telly, Dola, you guys are both good guys, fans of me. I like you guys. I like to have harmony amongst the ballerinos.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you
more
right.
Lovers,
yes. I'm going to ask you right now, Telly, will you rescind the block?
I will rescind the block.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And sauce me a follow.
oh, wait. Wait, hold on. What'd you say? He lost you a follow?
Yeah, nomaded.
No, and sauce me a follow.
Oh, toss him a follow. Yeah, you got to follow Dola. You got to re-follow Dola.
He got nomaded.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he does what Ed does. He doesn't follow me.
Oh, Telly. Let's go ahead and follow.
That's part of the joke.
Like, if you're playing Xbox Live golf with a guy, you should be following him, right? You should be following him on Twitter. Like, Dola's not a high-level tweeter. I see he interacts with a lot of... Oh, no, I dropped my mechanical pencil again. I see he interacts with a lot of... females on Twitter, but I wouldn't say he's a real high volume tweeter. I think you can toss him a follow. Can you not?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Wow.
Feeling good about this.
I'm feeling good about it too. All right, guys, big fans of both you guys. You guys are very important people here in the show. You guys have both been featured on the show many, many times. You're family to us. We wanted you to come on. We wanted to work this out. I feel like we've found common ground here and we can move on and we can get a game of Xbox Live going. Whether it's 2019 or 2021, doesn't matter. Get Pitbull out there and hit some bombs. You guys up for that?
This was cathartic.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Telly Tuput, thank you for joining the show. Dolomite D, thank you for coming on. Let's keep the block into a minimum. Let's try to work together.
Play nice.
Yeah, let's play nice. Let's try to work together and take down the real monsters that are out there.
I'm excited because I'm going to know how Paul's butthole's doing again.
All right, that's good. See, that's good. Absolutely. All right, guys. Appreciate having you on. Telly Tuput for Telly... At Telly Tuput, he needs to get his followers back because you remember Patty Power.
Because those Patty Power monsters.
He had a great number of followers. They were all taken away from him. So follow at Telly Tuput and follow my buddy at Dolomite D. They're great guys. We appreciate you having you guys coming on and working this out. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right. Later, see you guys.
All right. Thank see you later. Man, that was awesome. Let's take a minute to just recover here and then let's talk some sports. Okay.
Good job, us, huh?
Yeah, we did great.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A My Don Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of sports? Let's just bang. Let's bang through these. Took a long time making the peace in the Middle East here.
It was important, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Trevor Lawrence, you know, this, all the stories around him, because it's just known he's the number one pick of the Jaguars in a week or whatever.
I'm really rooting for him to fail. I got to be honest. Anybody that's
he's playing for Urban Meyer. There's a lot of reasons to root against him.
Yes.
However, and he got married already.
Oh, that's insane.
Insane. Yeah. He hasn't even been drafted yet. He's already married. Yeah. God squatter. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot.
A lot.
But
too much.
He said in an interview, candidly, like, are you out there to prove haters wrong or something? And he was honest and said, I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I don't need football to validate me. And all of the talking heads, they got to question his commitment because he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, which is insane. He's been playing. He's worthy, if not the top pick, he's worthy of one of the top picks. So it's not like he wasn't playing hard in college, and the people are on TV are losing their shit because he said he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Well, it is, you know, there's always that guy that's like, oh, he's 31 teams passed on me. I didn't go to the third round, so I'm going to show all those 31 teams that they made a mistake. Well, the team you're on fucking had two picks before they picked you.
That's right.
You know, also, you're going to show them? You're going to show? And also, shouldn't you play your fucking ass off every game?
Yeah. I mean, we weren't elite pro athletes, but we played sports growing up. Weren't you just kind of trying your hardest? Like, if you were going against a kid you hated, or you were just going somebody else, like, you still wanted to hit a home run, you still wanted to make a basket, whatever, like, whatever it is, you're still trying. What is this chip? Like, Tom Brady is not good because he lasted until the fifth round. Yeah. He's good because he's good.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I would like, and people would hate this, if guys were just honest and were like, hey, I play for money, and if I don't play well, I'm not going to get that second contract, and that's where the money is in this game. So, yeah, I'm
doing it for the bag.
Yes, like, I'm here to win for myself because I want to get rich playing this fucking game. You know, I'm probably going to have CTE at the end of my very short life. I want to make as much money as I can, but you can't say that either, or you seem like you're not in it for the right reasons. It's, you know, it's a no-win thing. But that said, I'm really hoping for Trevor Lawrence to fail. Yeah, okay, good, good.
Of all the things he's criticized for, yeah, this was bullshit.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to have a chip on his shoulder. This is awful. Joe Buck is going to be one of the guest hosts of Jeopardy.
Just the worst.
Come on.
Just the worst. He
just adds nothing.
I know. He's so boring. He doesn't. I get in an argument with a buddy of ours about this all the time because he's like, I'm like, Joe Buck sucks. And he's like, he doesn't suck. They don't let people that suck do the Super Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, but he just is. He just exists. He's like vanilla ice cream. He's like ketchup. You know, he's just a thing that's there. He's not adding to the broadcast ever. And I would say this to anyone, name an iconic Joe Buck call. Just one.
He had the helmet catch, and he said nothing on the helmet catch.
Yeah. It was something like, Manning breaks a tackle, throws it up, it's caught. Like, it's the most insane thing that's ever happened in a Super Bowl, and he called it like it was the fucking third inning of the Pirates versus Cardinals. Like, get the fuck out of here with this, Joe Buck. It's enough. And also, we didn't get, like, he was addicted to hair plugs, which is kind of funny.
That was my favorite story of Joe Buck.
Yeah.
And for that friend of ours, I understand the Super Bowl is in elite company. Sure. However, Billy Packer did about 50 Final Fours and he was dog shit.
Yes.
So
there you go.
You know, calm down. There are some terrible guys that get that top
Mike
spot.
Tirico. Somonex Tirico. Yes. Yes. Mr. Squeeze. Luckily, he did all his grabbing before Me Tooing happened.
Yeah. He did it like the holiday party.
Yes. He there's no one more dull. And he gets all the plum jobs and he adds nothing.
For sure.
So boring.
Model Rachel Bush, she slammed the bill's vaccine policy because they're saying you have to prove a vaccine to go. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to a Knicks game tomorrow. You got to bring your vaccine card. I'm very excited.
Shut up. To get into the game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 1984. Excited. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And the reason is her husband is the safety Jordan Poyer.
Yes.
And she's an anti-vaxxer. Oh. So she won't be able to get into the games.
Yeah. It's a new world we're living in. It's a lot of things you're not going to be able to do.
Just get the vaccine.
I imagine people will be forging. There will be, you know, like you can buy, you know, these days you can get a California driver's license from China off the dark web, like no problem, you know, like it's like fake IDs are just like, they're realer than real IDs. I imagine there's going to be a market for these amongst this anti-vax community. For
three times this week, different levels of intelligence. I've heard three different people say that they're not getting the vaccine because it came too fast.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to understand the world was like at a standstill. And so it's all hands on deck. And the thing that has prevented lots of medications from coming out is money. And this was limitless funding. This was all the funding in the world.
Yeah.
So that's why it came out fast. Yeah. It came out faster than anything else because this is the first time in our lifetime, in anybody's lifetime, that this has happened.
Yep. Everybody
brought the world to its knees.
Right.
That's why it came out fast.
Everybody go get stuck.
Yeah. A-Rod, he showed off his J-Lo shrine hours before their announcement that they had broken up.
Yeah.
And then he bought the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Having a shrine.
I mean, he, of all the people we do stories on of athletes, he's probably the saddest because he's one of the most insane talents of our lifetime.
Yeah.
And yet nobody thinks about him. Nobody cares about him. And he's just constantly doing pathetic shit.
Right. And also, I mean, he gets to pipe J-Lo. So, like, why does he need a shrine to her? Like, he's got the real thing. Like,
maybe that's it. He was building the shrine because he knew he wasn't going to pipe her anymore.
To the butt I used to have, RIP. Maybe that's it. Yeah. He knew he's going to be missing it soon.
Brett Favre wants politics out of sports. And he says, kneeling before the anthem has created more turmoil. So he chose this week to once again say that police brutality protests are out of bounds.
Yeah. You know, it's maybe just get off the whole kneeling thing. I think we've moved past that. Like, didn't work out too well for Drew Brees
this week.
Yeah.
Is kind of like the guys, who are still trying to wedge in a Hitler compliment.
Yeah.
What is, you know, like, buddy, it's not going to work. Like,
built a lot of roads.
Yeah, we got to stop here.
Put Germany back to work.
That's right. Loved his dog, Blondie.
Vegetarian.
here's a story about somebody we didn't know, but he was a beloved high school basketball coach. I believe he was maybe in the Carolinas, but beloved high school basketball coach was killed. He was trying to rob a Mexican drug cartel.
Oh, that's such a bad idea.
I just don't see enough upsides.
Those cartel dudes are ruthless.
Yeah. Remember those like twins in,
in
Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Yeah. Like you just, it's all right to just not rob cartels. Like they're kind of, they know what they're doing.
Hang back. Yeah, you seen Ozark? Like, you don't want what those guys are dishing out. Like, just do your robbing of like lower level dudes. I mean, I guess, you know, you're really going for it, but
I mean,
didn't work out.
You're robbing a cartel, you're really going for it. That's way too much.
Yeah, it's kind of badass.
You don't want that smoke.
No, you definitely don't.
Yeah, it's time.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, 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 a segment now. Non-sports, non-sports, non-sports segments.
Ed, what is going on in the world of non-sports?
Well, we got about five. I missed the RIPs last week, but I did want to. We knew he was going down, but RIP DMX.
Yeah.
And because he had addiction problems, he was kind of like marginalized, a joke. Yeah. The last, 15, 20 years, people are like, oh, look at him. He's, at rehab again. But that dude had two number one records in the same year. Yeah. He was massive for a few years there. Huge. And like, if he died young, like he would be like a legendary guy. He was the sports music hype kind of music. Like he was huge for the late 90s, early 2000s. And
big time. He had all those videos where they'd ride the motorcycles and they turn into pit bulls.
Yeah, he was the best.
I mean, it was.
I enjoyed him.
It was very much a time. And also he put my girl Eve, EVE, on the map.
There you go.
So yeah. RIP DMX.
RIP Black Rob, the guy who had that one song, Whoa.
See, and I saw a lot of people RIPing Black Rob this weekend, and I got to be honest, I don't think I know Black Rob and or Whoa.
I think it was around enough that you would have at least heard. I mean, it was just one song that you heard, but it's crazy. He was like found on the streets, like he was homeless.
No.
Yeah, it was a sad situation.
Things weren't going well for old Black Rob. Hold on, here's Whoa.
Y'all up on something, man.
Oh, no. We're
still. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke.
You'd hear this
have
arena.
Have a big six at the club, that's woke, okay?
Anything ill you see is woe. Oh, he's like trying, it's the vernacular. Whoa. Yeah.
I had this bad chick uptown, she was had me messed up.
Ah, this is a bad, I'll be honest, I never heard this song before. It's good.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear anything else from him, and then you find out the dude was living on the streets, like sad situation.
Nah, that sucks.
R.I.P. Aunt Patty from Peaky Blinders, Helen McCrory. She was married to the Ginge from Homeland.
Yes, I didn't know that. Very sad. Also,
she was only 52.
Quite young.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, the cancer got her. Very sad.
Yeah, RIP Saturday Night Live writer and Square Pegs creator Ann Beatz. She was like one of the first women in the comedy writing scene.
Yeah, I think she was married to somebody. I remember reading that book. But yeah, she was like one of the original writers on Saturday Night Live. RIP.
And finally, and this is not a rest in peace, Bernie Madoff is dead and he can go fuck himself.
Oh, he stole a lot of people's money.
Awful dude.
Really? He was the head of the fucking New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, NASDAQ.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, yeah. It can't be him. He's the head of NASDAQ.
Right.
Have you seen those jackals?
Right. Exactly. Crazy. Just the returns were so good. Like, how could you not give him your money?
And there was one guy who was like told to like, all right, figure out how he's doing it. And he just kept saying, it's impossible. The guy is like cheating. Something's wrong. And people are like, nah, Bernie's just smarter than you. Yeah. You just don't realize it.
He's just a good guy.
No, it is impossible.
I think I watched like a couple episodes of the Richard Dreyfuss movie with him. And they were really like miniseries. And he was really, he just had like one guy like making fake statements. And like, it was on a different floor. He'd go down to the different floor and he'd be like, hey, we need this to say this. And then he would produce, he would like just literally like print off a printer some fucking different looking numbers. And that's what Bernie Madoff would use to show the regulators. And the regulators would be like, all right, we're good. Let's go.
Yeah, that's enough proof for me.
Yeah.
Consensual incest, that's the in quotes, should be decriminalized, advocates say.
So now hold on a second. I mean, obviously there's some yes buts here, because a lot of times things that are consensual aren't actually consensual because people are coerced into things, especially when it's family members. That said, if it were legal, would there be less of it on porno tube sites? Because I don't need everything to be stepbrother and stepsis and stepmom and step and mom teaches daughter, and it's like, guys, I just want regular so people weird. Fucking.
That's the fantasy? Yeah.
Yes.
Why do we need to fantasize about brothers and sisters?
I don't need it.
Weird.
Yes. I don't need it.
Two women tried to spend a $1 million bill at a Tennessee Dollar General store, and unfortunately, they got caught.
So, well, they probably didn't have change. You got to go to like a McDonald's. It's doing a lot of cash that day.
Well, I was thinking
to spend your $1 million bill.
A Best Buy, something that you have to more for big, because Dollar General. I mean, how many dollar bills could they possibly have there?
Yeah, that's not enough. Or you take. Here's what you do. You do the old return scam. You go in with your $1 million bill and you buy like three Bentleys. You're like, I'll take three Bentleys, and they'll be like, that's $1 million. And you go, okay, here's $1 million bill. And then they're like, all right, here's your three Bentleys. And then you leave. And you know how this dealerships have that like 7-day return policy. You bring them back. Right. You come back the next day and go, actually, I didn't need these Bentleys.
I don't like how this handles. I'm going to ask for a refund.
And then they give you your $1 million back, but it's not the same $1 million bill. It's just whatever millions of dollars they have in the dealership that day. They give you that. That's the move.
Tattoo artist and self-described professional weirdo Ryan Gilligan claims he got Charles Manson's ashes tattooed into his head.
That's pretty cool. What else?
I think it says Helter Skelter on his forehead.
Oh, cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's a something cool move. He was a real lovable guy.
That's something you could do.
He got it somehow from Manson's grandson. Passion of the Christ star Jim Caviezel, he hawked an unhinged QAnon conspiracy theory about adrenochrome.
Oh, no.
And the theory is that children are being harvested for a fictional drug that comes from their adrenal glands.
No, it's it wasn't he. Wait, no, it wasn't the. Oh yeah, Passion of the Christ was the Mel Gibson one. But didn't he get like real into? Like he was kind of like a Mel Gibson. That's why he was chosen for that role. Is he's like a hardcore Catholic, like real religious dude, I think.
Yes, he was in. He was in some stuff in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And then
he had a moment.
I think when he became Jesus, that was kind of it for the mainstream.
That was it for him.
Jim.
It's a bummer.
Robert De Niro's lawyer said his wife's thirst for Stella McCartney will make him work until he's dead.
I mean, he's done, like, Robert De Niro has not been in a good movie in a very long time. But he has to have made so much fucking money.
Think about it. You just throw out the Scorsese years because maybe there wasn't as much money in it then. But, like, he was part of the Meet the Parents franchise.
Huge.
Even though, like, after the first one, they were unwatchable, that's still a franchise. You get tons of money to be the star of something like that.
I bet Terry Polo has a fucking beach house from that.
Yes, she doesn't have to work because of Meet the Parents.
And she hasn't been in any Scorsese movies.
Right.
A woman can drain you. That's... Nobody needs to tell me that.
Stella McCartney is pretty expensive stuff.
Expensive, but I mean, he could buy all of it. All of it. Yeah.
Morrissey is angry about the Simpsons' portrayal of him being a fat meat eater. Well,
that's the point, Morrissey.
That was the point.
Yes.
He seems miserable.
He's real grumpy. He won't play a show. If they sell hot dogs or any kind of meat products at the venue. So if you go to a Morrissey show at the Hollywood Bowl or something, you're just not.
And really, I mean, there are a couple of songs that I enjoyed like years ago from him, but they're all miserable songs. Yeah. He's a miserable guy.
Yeah, he's
miserable.
Yeah, he mopes. That's his whole thing, is being mopey.
A woman was swallowed by a python as she checked on her cornfield.
Saw this. This went down in Indonesia. She must have been a pretty small woman. I mean, yes, the python was 23 feet.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty long. And if it got around you, you know, it could put you to sleep. But you'd have to be pretty small for it to swallow. I mean, they're, you know,
Indonesian woman.
Yeah.
Do you think they're any giant Indonesian
woman?
No,
she's probably pretty little. I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened in Indonesia, by the way. There was, I believe, a security guard male got swallowed not that long ago.
Do pythons move fast enough, or do you have to?
Yeah, I don't think they really do.
Because I think the videos I've seen in the past, it's like this slow, unlocking their jaw, and then they just kind of.
But it, like, if it got around your ankle, say, and you're like trying to pull away from it, and it was real tight on that ankle, you know, it could slowly like get up around your body, and once it gets around your chest,
you'll cave your chest in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 23-foot muscle. Imagine like Arnold Schwarzenegger peak. Pumping Iron Schwarzenegger, Mr. Universe, his bicep or quad, and it's 23 feet long.
Ooh.
Right?
Ugh, yeah. I hate snakes.
Something to think about.
Ted Nugent caught the Rona after a year of telling us the pandemic is all fake, and he said, I got that Chinese shit.
Ted Nugent's got to be in his 70s, right?
He said, I thought I was going to die, but makes me sadly think maybe he's okay now.
He's going to make it. Yeah.
He's on the other. Yeah. He
really likes the sound of his own voice, Ted Nugent.
He's the worst.
He'll just talk to you.
So you'd be more familiar with this whole situation. Over 20,000 people have signed a petition. They're not happy about Colton Underwood's rumored Netflix series. So you can tell the world who he is.
Well, he was The Bachelor. And
football player?
Yeah, I believe he played college football. I believe it was at like a D2 school in the greater Colorado area. And he went on The Bachelor, and he's a handsome kid. But look, Jason Stewart and I do a podcast about this, and we had this guy pegged from the jump. He was like a 27-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Never had sex, not even by accident. And he was a college football player? So also he's come out as gay, but it's like, I think people are like, well, this is stolen valor. Like he's using his coming out to get a come up.
He's doing a Spacey type thing where he's trying to distract from the problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and he was the girl that won The Bachelor on his season, Cassie. He really had to like almost trick her into saying yes. Cause she was like saying no a whole bunch of times. You know, college football player.
But wasn't there a whole thing where there's stalking involved with him?
Then afterward, when she was trying to break up with him, he was stalking her. She had to get a restraining order, I think. He had a tracking device on her car. And it's like, now he's like, oh no, it's okay, I'm gay. And it's, you know, it's not cool what he did.
No.
Yeah.
Finally, we heard about Dominion, the voting machines suing people for huge sums of money.
Yeah.
Well, MyPillow Mike Lindell had a interesting counter argument.
Yeah.
He's suing them for $1.6 billion.
Yeah. Well, why not? Hey,
I mean,
you sue me. No, I sue you, motherfucker. And also $1.6 billion. That'll buy you a lot of fucking mustache dye and hair dye. And
he's going to need it.
Chest hair dye.
Did you see there was a clip? He has some sort of, you know, internet show, and he thought he had President Trump on the line.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, we got the president here?
Yeah,
and somebody's like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
I love that.
Yeah, it was like a real basic prank.
It's kind of funny though. That's kind of funny when they do that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. But it's just funny that like he fell for like he didn't verify that the president wasn't really going to call his internet show.
Well, you figure he knows the president.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like it's one thing for the president to call in to like just a regular, you know, the morning and MSNBC show or what, Joe, Morning Joe.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we got the president on the phone. But it's like, if you know the guy, you could be like, oh, that's not, what's his number? You know, he's got my number, whatever, you know, like so you could, there could be some ways to check, but who knows? Hey, we're playing checkers. They're playing chess. Okay. That's it. we're going to wrap it up. It's a great show. I feel like we really did some good work tonight.
We did good in the world.
Yeah, we heard from our good friend who is a farmer, Kylan Scani, who says, fuck daylight savings.
Yeah.
And we were able to mend an Xbox Live relationship where our friends Dola and Telly, they've now unblocked each other on Twitter. They're not going to troll each other anymore. Telly's going to follow Dola. They're going to be able to team up and play Xbox Live. As I was really happy to hear that Telly plays as Pitbull. I wonder if there's a Guy Fieri character. I don't play any video games.
Well, I will play video games, but I don't play golf. Yeah. And if there's a Pitbull, I might need to get into this thing.
Yeah. And I mean, if they can make a Pitbull, they can make a Guy Fieri, right?
Exactly.
Like, how could you not play as Guy Fieri if that's
of course, it's
available to you?
And we also did a deep dive on the PBA.
PBA.
This is a big show.
Reality show. If that happens and I'm not involved, I'm going to be suing somebody for $1.6 billion because I had that fucking idea first. Fair. I fucking came up with it. All right. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. For Telly, for Dola, for Kylan Scani, this has been episode number 368 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.